What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother, DJ Dirty Dan. Brother, can you please introduce yourself? Tell the people who you are and where you're from.
Hey, DJ Dirty Dan, Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, one of the biggest markets in the world right now, man. Shouts out to Young Blue, No Cap, Rallo Rodriguez, Honeycomb, Brazy, Flo Milli, OMB Peasy.
I love the energy, man. Now, I'm super excited, brother, to have you on the show. So please, this is the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to hear your story as a DJ in the industry. So tell us about the beginning. What sparked your interest to become a DJ and walk us through that early journey?
Man, actually, man, I started off as an artist. When I first pursued just doing entertainment and music, I was in the military. I was stationed at Schofield Barracks, Hawaii. And I was stationed over there at Schofield Barracks, man. And I was just really trying to find my way into the music. And ultimately, I started a record label. And it was called Buzz Back Records. And I came home to Mobile, Alabama in 1999. And we just started rocking out, man, with Buzz Back Records. And that ultimately led me to the radio station. So I went from rocking this independent label, trying to get on, trying to find more resources in my community and in my market. And it led me to the radio station where I went and interned. I went from as an owner of a record label and an artist to interning at the radio station. And that's what got me in the door to realizing that, you know, this DJ culture was so important to the culture overall. So I always look at myself as that sacrificial lamb, as an artist that wanted to help other artists get on. So I stepped into a realm to help them get exposure by becoming a DJ. And that's how I became DJ Dirty Dan. And it's an amazing story because I started off as an intern my first year, and I went straight to the morning show the following year, which was one of the biggest morning shows. RIP to my partner and friend and mentor, Arthur Ray Russell. I don't know if you ever heard of Jamarcus Russell, a football player, but he was his uncle. And he asked me one day, he was like, "Hey, man, if you can be here at 5 o'clock every day, man, I want you on the team, man," because he saw my grind and hustle that year before. And I came on to the morning show, and I started off in the community by, you know, driving the van, doing the broadcasts from the streets. "Hey, this is Dirty Dan, man. I'm live on such and such block. Come get these giveaways." And ultimately, you know, seeing DJs like DJ Rodski and DJ Bull and all these other DJs that were legendary do their thing, I started getting interested in finding out more about the music outside of what we were doing at the time, you know. So that's my first dive in, man. Just wanted to help other people.
Yeah, man, that's a super dope intro, man. And I love your energy, bro. You really bring it home and you show just how hard you've been working in this industry. You broke in as an intern. And you, like you said, you took a step back from where you were, from owning and being a leader, to taking a step back to be able to learn from others and work your way up, man. So that's super humble and it's super amazing for you to show what it takes to really break into a new industry. And a lot of people don't have that humility to be able to do that. And that's why I know for a fact that whatever you're doing, brother, you're going to be extremely successful, because it takes a lot for someone to really do that and take that sacrifice, like you said, being the sacrificial lamb, man. And I think that you are really setting an example for anyone that wants to start something new. Super important to be able to go with an open mind and really work hard and grind your way through. And guess what? People will notice you. Just like the other person had noticed you and said, "Hey, I want to put you on the team." That's the exact same thing that needs to happen as you work hard towards your thing and just kind of do it because you love it, not because you see opportunity, not because you see, you know, it might be, you know, something that's going to be money for you, but like just do what you love and kind of pursue it with that passion that you have. So I really love it, man. You know, tell me, you know, what after that kind of introduction to the industry, how did it go from there, and walk me through, you know, the story from there?
I just wanted to say, like, I wouldn't imagine then that a tap on the shoulder, when I just wanted to know more about promotions and how to get exposure for the market and artists and myself, that it would lead to a 20-year career, you know what I'm saying, in doing it, you know what I'm saying? Because initially, I was just like, okay, I'm getting on this promotion team, on this street team. Then now I'm on this morning show, and now I'm doing this. So over the years, I've been able to do afternoons, weekends, overnights, to be having the number one afternoon drive show in the market. You know, I had a 5-year long stand in the market of that, but I done everything in the building. And ultimately, when I got to that point of that 5-year stand, when I'm in the afternoons and, you know, Steve Harvey's my morning show, I'm doing afternoons, and I'm coming right behind me is Nick at Night, one of the biggest DJs in the world. And it was humbling because I'm like, man, I worked for this. No one gave me this. I got the opportunity to actually go the slow way. I call it the slow grind to this success, because in this market today, 20 years later, DJ Dirty Dan is still relevant like he was 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I had the opportunity by just man, when something needed to be done, I just done it. I got it done. Like, somebody needed me to carry the crates at the time, I was carrying the crates. And when it was time for me to play the records or whatever I needed to do, or fall in rotation, I did what I needed to do. And that's why I think even now, when we talk about Alabama hip hop and what's happening in Mobile and across the whole state and in the Gulf Coast region, that's why you're going to hear Dirty Dan name, because I'm the dot connector.
I love it, brother. Doing a lot of influential stuff in your area, brother, and in the whole state. So I love your grind. I love the energy. And at this time, we're going to jump into a quick commercial break. But when we get back, we're going to talk more about who DJ Dirty Dan and your brand, okay?
Okay, for sure.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother, DJ Dirty Dan, holding it down for his state. And we're super excited to be hearing your amazing story, man. Love your energy. So I want to talk more about the man behind the name DJ Dirty Dan. And how did that name come to be? And what does that brand and name mean to you?
Okay, so you know, initially DJ Dirty Dan was my rap name. And back in, I was real young. So when I was young, my rap name in Hawaii was Dirty Dan, or Mobile the Dirty Guy, and then Dirty Dan. Dirty Dan is an acronym. Back then, it stood for Dirty Ass Negro. But as I grew as an artist and just a brand, I became the Distinguished Alabama Negro. So, you know, D-A-N is an acronym, actually. So that's how I got my name. But it started me just wanting, you know, being an artist, and meaning to me, initially when I was in Hawaii, started my career, I wanted to come back to Mobile and do it. And I thought about it. I was like, man, I want to be like Cash Money. I want to be like Master P. I want to be like one of those people that do it from the house and put the city on the map. So I tell people this all the time. After 20 years in radio, I got the key to the city. I got my own day in the city. I got my own week in the state, Alabama Hip Hop Week. You know, 7 albums, 16 videos, over hundreds of artists I didn't work with and broke. It's truly doing it from the house. That's why I'm DJ Dirty Dan now. And people respect that, because they didn't know what Dirty Dan, Dirty Dan, when they see me, they like, why you call yourself Dirty Dan? My first name is Kalinsky. So, you know, DJ Dirty Dan. And then, you know, people just, they get it. You know, Dirty is like Nelly and the guys would say, Dirty is the endearment of homeboy. That's my Dirty. That's my Dirty. So that's how I always marketed myself. Let people know I'm just like the homeboy Dan. Dirty DJ Dirty Dan. And, you know, like I said, now, being able to do everything I do to be more of a mentor and be more of a dot connector to the whole scene. I mean, I feel so great about what's happening right now around me. I'm actually right now at our new Alabama Hip Hop Radio location. We're putting paint on the wall, getting ready for that new wave of what Alabama's about to do right now. So, you know, it feels good to be the dirty guy, you know, DJ Dirty Dan. Ooh, whoa! You know, that's my little saying. So, you know, that's one thing too. People know me, recognize me from the ooh, whoa! Because every time I was broadcasting in those streets and they hear that ooh wah, they're like, Dirty Dan's over here, he's over there. All they know, that vet was going down because Dirty Dan was in the building, because I would be on the mic saying, ooh wah, let's go. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man, you bring it hard with your branding, man. And you do it in so many different ways, from your energy, from your sound effects, from your presence, brother. I love what you're doing, man. So keep up the amazing work and keep on being an inspiration for the state of Alabama, man. I think that you're doing a tremendous job. So keep it up, man. I would love to hear, you know, what are some things that you were able to accomplish in your journey into the DJ world that you're particularly super proud of? You know, what are some of the highlights of your journey?
Man, listen, man. There's so many artists that come through this market, and Alabama as a whole has always been a consumer market, to the point where, you know, all these superstars have come through the market, and just being able to show them, you know, who to connect with, you know, what's the hot spot, the record store, the radio station. I've been able to do that with every artist in the game that probably came through. But notably, the guys that came from Alabama, like guys like The Last Mr. Big. He was a very inspirational one of the first rappers from Alabama. I was like his roadie. I was one of his main guys, always rolling with him. RIP to him, you know what I'm saying? And then when Rich Boy came along, I was the guy handling all Rich Boy promotion on the ground in Alabama and across the region. from Interscope, because you know they was looking for the guy that knew the markets, that knew how to get in those areas and knew the, in those point of contacts. And then as we get into the new generation, guys like Young Blue, and I was very pivotal in just breaking records for Blue. Every time Blue sent me a record, I could show him love and play his record. And then the Rallos and No Caps and all the new artists that are coming, I've been able to be inspirational because they had no real scene here. You know what I'm saying? So we built that up. So my proudest moments are being able to get the key to the city for music, where it's not respected, where it's not understood, where it's not a mainstay. It's not Atlanta. It's not New York. It's not L.A. This is Mobile, Alabama, and we got this growing scene. And DJ Dirty Dan gets the key to the city for connecting the dots and helping people, you know, learn more about the entertainment business. You know, wow. And then my upbringing of creating Alabama Hip Hop Week, where it was just like, we don't have any platforms for artists to do, to get showcasing, to do all this thing. You know, shows come through here and there, but they didn't have a thing of where they can come all together. So when I created that, it was mostly about community outreach, where we connect the culture with the kids, and then also making sure that we give these kids, these artists, an opportunity to display all throughout the state, and you know, really get a platform. So, you know, man, these are my proudest moments as just being Dirty Dan and putting on for Alabama, because you know nobody wanted to be a Bama back in the day, but now Bama is the place to be.
Wow, man, that is a huge achievement, getting the key to the city and really putting on for hip hop and for the entire industry, man. Really appreciate you for what you've done. And I love the fact that you're telling the story with so much ambition and so much excitement. It's just radiating off of you, and that energy really fuels, and people that are listening are really going to appreciate what you're doing and the passion you have behind it. So thank you for everything, man. This is super exciting, brother. You know, what are some things that you're focused on now, man? I know you're out there building right now and building up some new stuff. So talk to us a little bit about the project that you're currently working on.
Man, you know, I've been on the road with a lot of artists lately, just really, like I said, connecting the dots, making sure that we have a great presence, because, you know, when it comes to artists, you know, sometimes they tend to forget about the DJ. You know, the DJ does so much in support, but I've been on the forefront making sure and reinforcing the fact that we got all these national stars now, but it's just DJs out here that's on the ground that's connecting the dots as well. And I make sure I keep all my brothers from Coalition DJs Alabama, to the Urban Guerrilla DJs, to Out4D, to the QC DJs, to the Avenger DJs, to all these different guys connected with what's going on. But right now, one of my main projects I'm working on is Alabama Hip Hop Radio. A new streaming platform. They can go to the website, alabamahiphopradio.com, and check that out. And I'm just building it out, because when we went through COVID last year, you know, transitioning to Alabama Hip Hop Week, where I'm on the ground touching the people, I had to make sure my brand stayed alive. So we transitioned to Alabama Hip Hop Radio. And 1 year from last year, we'll be opening the first shop, where we got podcasts and interchangeable sets, recording studio, and it's all somewhere people can call culture, where you can get merch and hip-hop artifacts from Alabama, and not just Alabama, but artists, period. Because, you know, I'm not just saying, oh, you only can stop to see me to get stuff from Alabama, but, you know, when you come through the state, you got to have somebody to connect with, and that's Dirty Dan. That's the guy you got to see. I'm going to make sure you have the greatest experience you're going to have, and I want to make sure that radiates to the world. And also, when I come out into the world, into those different markets, I want people to know this Dirty Dan from Alabama, you know, he's the connect. So we're going to take care of him when we get to that area. You know what I'm saying? So with Alabama Hip Hop Radio, my whole goal is to just showcase the artists of the state. But also, when people come into the market, they have somewhere to come and they can call home and get exposure, just like you're doing for DJs right now across the world. So, you know, that's where I'm at with that. And the other thing is, I also have my nonprofit Opportunity for Entertainers. Basically, Opportunity, I started in 2010. And it was all about just connecting the community to the artists and creating a platform so entertainment can be respected in a different type of light, because a lot of times hip hop gets that negative connotation from cursing and all the different stuff that come with it. So I wanted to bridge that gap. So with the nonprofit, I also created an event called MOB Music Fest, which just stands for Mobile Music Fest. And it's all genre of a festival. I do it three days in the month of July. July 9th through 11th is the year, is the time this year. And it's all about bringing all those genres of artists together on one stage to showcase performing arts. Like, it's culture. Like one thing I want people to understand, like, you can go to New Orleans and get culture. You can go to Atlanta. You can go to certain places and get culture. I want you to be able to come to Alabama and Mobile and get culture. And I want to be one of those guys that stand in the forefront and being like, this is what it's supposed to be like to be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it. And I got my label, the new Busback Records, the same label that I started 20 years ago. It's always been mine, but I had to take a seat back, like you said, to get it together. And I've been working and dropping music and working with artists the whole time. But then I got that new wave. I got the new Busback. So I got Solid Black and Kneezy and my guys in Montgomery, Octane Gang. And really, any artist that's coming through the market that needs support, that's what we're here for, to help them in any kind of way. If they need publishing, copyrights, understanding about how to talk to the DJ and network with the DJ, I'm your guy. My platforms is the platforms you need to be on so you can get those connections, the dot connector.
Wonderful, man. Hey, for anyone that's listening and has even the slightest interest in Alabama, make sure you go and you visit my guy, DJ Dirty Dan. I'm pumped. I like traveling. So next time I'm in Alabama, I definitely got to check you, my brother, because this is exciting. You're doing some great work and I want to help and support you, man. This is super powerful. And what you're doing is helping the lives of many people that are trying to build a career and make it in this industry. Not just DJs, but artists and anyone in the entertainment space can benefit from knowing someone like you and having you in their network. So connect with DJ Dirty Dan. He's a good brother, doing an amazing job. You know, you've been doing this for some. Yeah, go ahead.
I do want to say this though. Like, I need people that are listening right now to understand. Like, it's always been, it's now in this wave, it's a young and old disconnect. So bridging that gap is so important. I need my OGs out there that are listening. Hey man, touch a young man, touch a young lady on the shoulder. If they got a vision or they're an entrepreneur and they're trying to do something, man, show them a way. Be an OG, be a teacher to them, because listen, man, these folks are looking for opportunity, looking for ways, and they'll do it themselves. And you can commend them on that, but at the end of the day, it's supposed to be structured in everything that we got going on. So I would send the blessings to everybody out there that's listening to say, hey, if you know someone that's trying to pursue their dream, hey man, support them. If they reject the support, be patient with them. Because one thing I tell people all the time, you got to come back. It's no matter what you're going to be the biggest star in the world. But when you have that fall from grace, you got to come back through those doors. And we're going to have that same energy and that same smile when you come back, because we don't change because of that. Because you understand now that, you know, sometimes people just not going to get certain things. But you got to be patient with it, because it's not just one, it's not two, it's thousands and at this point, millions of people that's looking to change their lives and get into better spaces and, you know, chase their dreams. So I wanted to say that.
Oh, that's a good word, brother, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there with dreams, and it's really hard to make it without the support of a community and people around you that can help you. I've been building this new business, The Club, for about 11 months now, and it has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But with support from people like you and DJ community and embracing and supporting me with what I'm doing, I was able to make great strides, and we were able to move forward and build community with this business. So anyone that is interested in pursuing their dreams, reach out to me, reach out to DJ Dirty Dan. We're people that are willing to help, and we've seen the help and support that we've gotten, and we're trying to give it right back. And that's what I'm doing, for the DJs. And that's why DJ Dirty Dan is doing what he's doing as well. So definitely, man, I really appreciate you putting that word out there, man. This is really great. And you even use your time. This interview is about you, but yet you turn it around and you make it about others. That's why I know for a fact that some blessings are going to come to you, and you're going to take it really far and help a lot of people in this world, brother. So thank you.
For sure, D. And this platform that you have right now, like, it's so important to have my DJ story, man, because a lot of people don't know what these people are going to, and they're sacrificing their time in the club late at night or on the radio or in the community doing what they're doing. But it's passion. It's the love for the art that got them out there in the first place. Of course, we want to make the money. It's about, you know, you got to take care of your family, but you got to have it in you and not on you. You got to be one of those people that's going to do something regardless of what people tell you no or not. And that's why I commend you on what you're doing right now, because, like, it's hard for you, of course. You know why? Because you're touching every DJ in the world right now. You fought me in Alabama. You're talking to my DJ, one of my DJ partners, DJ Dagwood, in Chicago or Miami, wherever he's at in the world. And all these other guys are everywhere. So, man, big shouts out to D, man. Shouts out to Darren, man. Keep on doing your thing. I love your platform, brother.
Thank you, man. This is only the beginning, man. I really appreciate you and just your kind words, brother. I'm here and I was called to help this community of DJs and entertainment and nightlife. And this is what I'm building, man. So whatever with I can help and support you, we can go back and forth without trying to support one another. But hey, that's what I'm here for, brother. I love to give and I get joy from giving. And I know you have the same spirit. So I'm super excited to be connected with you, man. You know, you've been DJing for some time now. You've been in the industry. What are some of the most valuable lessons that you've learned throughout your journey that can help other people that's trying to get in as well?
One of the first things my mentor taught me was, if you can't do it, don't tell the people you can. I mean, just say no. Just say, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to do that. And that's why I tell a lot of my people I work with, clients or whoever I work with now, hey, man, if I can do it, I can do it. If I can't do it, I'm going to go ahead and let you know. But at the end of the day, most likely I'm going to do it because I'm going to make sure I get the job done because that's just in my spirit. But and another thing is too, like, watch your surroundings, like not in a bad way. Watch your surroundings because you can learn from anybody, man. You can learn from a baby. You got to make sure you know what's going on at all times with your craft and your scenery because that can be life-changing. It can be for the good or the bad. But I just love to talk positive, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't talk about gun talk, you know what I'm saying? Because we played with the guns when we were kids. We understood what that was about. But now it's a new generation. They don't know. They don't know the difference between showing your pistol or having a registered pistol or whatever. Because at the end of the day, people are teaching themselves. And so I just tell people, man, make sure you just be a student of the game. It's so important to learn from others and go for your goals. Don't let no one tell you no. Sometimes you got to be bagged down just to get repositioned or reset so you can do it bigger and better. But most importantly, you just can't stop because the game don't stop. The players change, but the game don't stop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to get that to a book of quotes or something like that, man, because that was powerful, brother, man. I'm super excited. And yeah, this is great. What are some other things that, like, you've seen? Like, what is, like, something you know now that you wish you got started, that you knew when you were getting started as a DJ? You know, you've been in the game. So, like, something that's, like, super important to you that you know now that when you got started, you wish you knew.
Well, you know, I think for me, it starts with just, you know, all the different elements of the business. Like, some people think you only could do one thing in here and that's all you can do. It's so many different things that you can do in this entertainment business that you need to understand that you just got to go for it. So, you know, I didn't start off as a DJ spinning records or playing records. I started off a different type of DJ. And people say, what's that different type of DJ? Just breaking music through putting track lists together. They playlist now, but back then you just putting the tracks behind the tracks, you talk over them like all the DJ drama stuff. Like, people been doing those things, but it's all about the network that you have. And we didn't have the network here, so you had to go to other markets to get that network, and then you won't necessarily accept it because you're not from where we're from or you didn't grow up with me. But now it's different because of the internet. So the internet's here now, so I can connect with Daryl got way in New Jersey, and I'm in Alabama, and we're talking about what it's going to look like for the next 6 months in hip-hop culture as a whole. So the game is different, man. So so many different experiences over the years, man. I just embraced them all, and I looked at the most important point. I just didn't quit. I couldn't quit. When people slowed down, Dirty Dan was still doing something. When people thought it wasn't cool to rap, Dirty Dan was rapping. When Dirty Dan first jumped into the DJ realm, people trying to understand, you know, how does he mix? Is he mixing? I'm a radio DJ, so I wasn't necessarily mixing like that all the time. But when I had the opportunity to do my Fridays or something like that, or my afternoons at 5, you know, I got into on that drive time and did my thing. But most importantly, I was able to learn how to be a better part of the entertainment business, a better DJ, a better person, a better manager, a better CEO, just an overall better individual. You know what I'm saying? So now it's all about helping people. My whole goal, help people at all costs. Show people the right from wrong, because even in this business today, I tell people there's only one way to do this, and that's the right way. Because every time you do it wrong, you got to redo it. They're gonna set you back, and they're gonna tell you, man, go back and do this. So if you do it right, you'll see your streaming dollars. You'll see ways to get paid. You'll get more bookings. You know what I'm saying? But you do it any other kind of way, it's gonna always be a setback.
Wow, man, you're a wife, brother, and thank you for dropping these gems on the people. I'm getting a lot of value out of this conversation, and I'm sure our audience and the podcast listeners are as well. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay. On hardware, I got Pioneers, turntable set, and I got it all. I just got so much equipment. I got so much equipment because I got, you know, I do a lot of stuff on studio, Pro Tools and different things like that. So I'm on all equipment right now, all set up right now, all software. And I'm trying to learn more because it's ever changing. So much new gear out there. And you always want to be the guy with the newest gear. But sometimes you just got to, whatever you got, you just got to be the best man at it. Because, you know, even when you're recording or spinning or whatever, it's not necessarily equipment or the programming. It's the man behind it. You got to know how to play those songs and those records. You got to know how to look at your room and gauge your room and do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that those people have a great experience. Whereas at a wedding, a party, on the radio, or whatever, you got to create that vibe.
Who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ, I have a couple of them, man. And I'm going to start out with some local guys. DJ Nick at Night. He's a legend DJ, man. He's the guy that broke Rich Boy and so many others. He's been doing 6 to 10, or should I say 7 to 12 for the last 25 years on the radio in the market. And if you come through Mobile and you're an artist and you don't get on his mix show, you're not an artist in this market because you won't get heard as much as he's going to play you. You might get played in the club or whatever. So Nick at Night is one. And then another one is a legendary DJ by the name of DJ Ron Ski. And he's one of the first radio DJs that really put that community base down. You know, he came out with Greg Street. You know, Greg Street, originally the radio station I worked for 20 years, he worked there for a period of time. So, you know, those guys are golden age DJs, man, that set the tone for what culture should look like. So big shouts out to those DJs, man.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
The favorite party I did... a block party. I do all types of shows because, you know, a lot of times I get booked for hosting and gigging like that. So I host tons. Every concert come to the market, I host. But I was able to do some block parties that were amazing, where we got 5,000, 6,000 people out there, and it's like from everywhere. And they're just coming to hear us play music and enjoy the area. So one time we did one for the last Mr. Big when he passed. And that was in the recent year, maybe the last 5-6 years. And over the last 2 years with COVID and everything, I've been doing a lot of stuff just online. You know, mixing from the office and stuff like that.
Name a nightclub or venue that you highly recommend people should check out in your city or anywhere in the world.
Well, right now, Mobile, Alabama is on fire. So we got every venue out here is on fire. It's packed out, and it's steady growing. So it's about, well, I say by July, it'll be another 5 venues in the city. That's how bad it's going. So right now we got a spot called Flavors. That's really dope. Bank Nightlife is a club where they do a lot of concerts. Lure, the script clubs, of course, you know, we got script clubs like Cookies and Cream and Lotus. And man, it's just popping right now. People want to be outside right now. People are happy to be back out.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
The people. Because they're there, but you know, you get a chance to see your crowd when you're spinning. If you're spinning at a venue. But so when you live, when you're online, you said live mixing, right? Or online?
Live streaming, yep.
Yeah, so live streaming, it's like you don't get a chance to see your audience. You know what I'm saying? So if it was a way to see your audience, and pop them in, like, even when we do like Zooms and stuff like that, you can pop them in and do stuff like that. But I think that's one element missing. And this, it's just the connection with the audience. Most importantly, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're playing off your vibe. But if you're in a club or you're in a party and you see somebody dancing and the crowd got they're jamming, it sets you up to go a different type of route on the records that you play.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose story is awesome to be sharing on this podcast.
Man, it's so many DJs. I definitely want to shout out to Coalition Alabama DJs, Urban Gorilla DJs, QC DJs, R4 DJs. But my man DJ Loot, DJ Tech, DJ October, DJ Blaze, DJ Cuzzo, DJ Savage, DJ New Era, DJ Frank White, DJ Serious, DJ Gorgeous, DJ Madonna. It's so many DJs out there, man. I just want to show love to and say, man, you know, salute to you. Shouts out to DJ A-Rod, DJ Hadouken, all these different DJs all over the world that are doing their thing, man. And they all need to, their story shared, because everybody's story is different.
Yeah, man. Well,
shouts out to my young DJ, too. DJ Tev, DJ Slugs, and a whole lot more. DJ Richie Rich. I want to leave the young guys out. A new wave.
Awesome, man. Hey, we look forward to hearing their stories. Based on your energy, I would love to hear their stories as well, man. And any DJ that's interested, they can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Okay, if you want to find me on Instagram, you can find me at Out4CEO. That's OP, the number four CEO on Instagram, or DJ Dirty Dan 251 on Instagram. My website is imdjdirtydan.com. You know, Facebook, DJ Dirty Dan. You Google me, DJ Dirty Dan. You might see me in a key on the side of me, pop up right there on the side of me, say, that's the man to see in Alabama. But yeah, I'm easy to find. If you're in Mobile, Alabama, I got a couple of locations. But really, you hit the city of Mobile and you say Dirty Dan, somebody can almost point you to me and say, well, you better go on that side to find him, or he's over there, because everybody know who the dirty guy is in the market. So, but yeah, man, I would love for people to reach out. Any way I can help, like I said, go to my website, imdjdirtydan.com, or go to alabamahiphopradio.com. Also, at Out4CEO and DJ Dirty Dan 251 on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome, brother. Hey, this has been an amazing, super explosive interview. I love your energy, brother. I said it like 10 times throughout this interview. Yeah. And I think that, you know, everyone should definitely tune in to what you're doing in Alabama. You're really holding it down and really putting on for Alabama. So appreciate you coming on the show, man. This has been great. Everyone got to follow DJ Dirty Dan and really follow him on his journey as he does some amazing things in the DJ and entertainment industry. So thank you for spending time with us today. And I look forward to building with you and continue to work with you in the future.
ID, I just want to say, man, thank you for this opportunity. It's so important. I know we supposed to hooked up before, but to be able to come back and connect and really talk to you, man, I'm just thankful for your platform. I'm thankful for your energy and what you're offering to the DJs right now. So I want you to understand, like, you mean a lot to us. We need that connection, because every DJ is not checking for every DJ right now, because people are trying to work and get things done. So at the end of the day, I just want you to know this platform is about connecting the dots, and man, you are a dot connector, man. So shout out to Daryl, man.
Thank you, brother. Hey, I really appreciate you, man. I'm working hard for the community, but the community is working hard for me as well. I couldn't do any of this without the DJ community, and I really appreciate and love everyone in the community. So it's been great.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.